بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الحث على التثبيت فيما يقوله ويحكيه. There is a chapter where there is encouragement that a person must verify whatever he say and whatever he relates. There is also one great calamity of the tongue, that whatever we hear, we just go and mention it, we speak about it. The requirement is what we hear and we want to speak about it, or we want to establish a firm thought in our mind also. First, verify whether that was what I heard. Perhaps we haven't heard correctly. Perhaps the person who spoke to us is a person who likes to carry tales, and it's just a tale, it's not the truth. And this problem causes a lot of problems in the homes, where we have daughters-in-law, family members, one got a bad opinion of another one, we got this idea, we narrate it to somebody else, we don't verify, and we cause a lot of family problems. And even in the community, very long ago, once I made Maghrib Namaz here in Jami Masjid, and I walked out just before Ramzan, and just some discussion took place, and one person heard what was being spoken. He didn't hear the full conversation. That time Yasfam was in charge of verifying the Eid moon, and he phoned there and he took my name and said that I saw the moon. Where it was just a discussion, there was no sighting of the moon, and the news spread everywhere. They phoned me, "You saw the moon?" I say, "No, I hardly know anything about sighting the moon." They say, "No, people phone from Azadwell, they say you have seen the moon." So we have to verify all matters. Don't just speak just what we hear, we speak about it. First verify properly, find out what is the reality of the matter. Family matters, business matters, we cause a lot of problems when we just hear something and we go and narrate it. So this chapter is that we should verify whatever we hear before we speak it, before we narrate it to anyone. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, don't speak of those things which you do not have the proper knowledge about. First verify, find out properly what it is, and then speak. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. A person doesn't take out a word, doesn't speak a word, but there is an angel, the Kiraman Katibin, who are recording it down. Good words are recorded by the Farishta on the right side. All our wrong things are recorded by the Farishta on the left side. But whatever we speak, we will be questioned about it on the day of Qiyamah. And how much haven't we spoken? How many wrong things, lies, rumors, swears, how many carrying of tales, and even just not verifying is also a sin. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كفى بالمرء كذبا أن يحدث بكل ما سمع. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrate that the نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, it's sufficient for a person that he gets written down as a liar by Allah Ta'ala just because he speaks of everything that he hears. He did not verify, even if it's the right thing, but he just starts speaking about it. Just by not verifying, not finding out, just what we heard we speak, that is enough that a person is recorded by Allah Ta'ala as a liar. And as we had read in the hadith of Mi'raj, the sin of lying and the punishment of it is so severe and so terrible. وعن سمرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حدث عني بحديث يرى أنه كذب فهو أحد الكاذبين. A person who narrates a hadith from me and he knows that it is a lie, then he is also one of the liars. In other words, somebody said this is a hadith and we did not verify it, and we also quoted it, and we have a doubt, or we know it's not a hadith, but because so and so said it's a hadith, we also say it's a hadith. He is also a liar. And to lie on Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make up a hadith which is not a hadith, and this we have to be very careful. Whenever we give talks, we many times get carried away, and anything we just say, okay, it is in the hadith like this. This is a very big sin. A person must verify. When he wants to say it's hadith, he must make sure it is a hadith. Otherwise, just say it has been narrated. I've heard this. something to this effect. But don't say it's a hadith. That's a very serious statement. A person must be sure that it's a hadith, then he should quote it as a hadith. وعن أسماء رضي الله تعالى عنها أن امرأة قالت يا رسول الله إن لي ذرة فهل علي جناح أن تشبعت من زوج من زوجي غير الذي يعطيني. Hazrat Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, a lady came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and she asked a question, that I have a co-wife. My husband has got another wife also. So is there any sin for me that I speak of such things from favors from my husband, which actually he did not shower those favors upon me? For example, I make it known, I speak, and I actually want my co-wife to hear. My husband says he loves me more than all his wives. Or my husband gives me so much money to spend. Or he did this for me, he did for me, which actual fact it is not so. Just to spite the other wife, she is saying all these things. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Nabi صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ said, الْمُتَشَبِّعُ بِمَا لَمْ يُؤْتَى كَلَبَاسِ ثَوْبَيْ زُورِ. A person who speaks of things which he has not got and is just trying to make an impression, give an impression he is like that. But actually it is not like that. That person is wearing two clothes of lies. That person is lying and he is giving off a false impression. The explanation of this is given. المتشبعُ هو الذي يظهر الشبع وليس بشعبان. A person who is a متشبع, who speaks like this, is a person who shows that he's satiated. He is full, but he's not full. In other words, he's giving a false impression. ومعناه, and the meaning of this year is a يظهر أنه حصل له فضيلة وليس حاصلة. That he's trying to show that he's got some name, some fame, some position, but he hasn't got that position. It is explained further, وَلَابِسُ ثَوْبَيْ زُورْ أَيْ ذِي زُورْ. That is a person who lies. He's like wearing clothes of lying. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُزَوِّرُ عَلَى النَّاسِ. And he's that person who's giving a false impression amongst people. وَأَنْ يَتَزَيَّأَ بِزَيْءِ أَهْلِ الزُّهْدِ وَالْعِلْمِ وَالثَّرْوَى. For example, he dressed such a way that the people think there is a big Sufi, a big Buzurg. But he's no Sufi, he's no Buzurg. He's just dressing like a Sufi. So he's giving a wrong impression to people. So this is not correct. Or he dresses like an alim. And he carries on like he's an alim, but he's not an alim. And he's giving a wrong impression to people that he's an alim. Or that he dresses like a rich man. He's a poor person, but he dresses. The car he drives, he borrows somebody's car, or he just bought it on higher purchase. All this is he's giving a wrong impression. That is not his financial status. And his clothes also he wears. So this is also a thing where we make lot of mistakes. We're giving impression or to people that which we are not. That we are very big buzurgs, we are very pious people, we are big alims, the way we dress, the way we carry on, the way we try and speak, give impression that we know even more than the alims. All this is also lying. That is a lying in practice, that we are giving a false impression. وَقِيلَ غَيْرُ ذَلِكَ. So these are also things that we should be very considerate about, and we should not fall into these wrongs of lying, of giving false impressions also. We should be very careful. Many people, even when we give bayans, we heard something from somebody, but then we narrate it as though this is my research. And we give the impression that I'm a great researcher, but it is actually somebody else's work. We are stealing from somebody else, and we don't attribute it to that person. We don't say, I heard it from somebody, I heard it from so-and-so, I read this in a kitab. We give the impression, my own research, that I'm such a great allama, that see how much I know, etc. All this giving false impressions is also lying. May Allah save us from this great sin of lying. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا